You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Welcome to Truth Hounds, a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Anna, and I've been unemployed for 2 years now, so I really have nothing going on.
And I'm Kyle, and in middle school, I received the award most enthusiastic to learn, so that makes me pretty special.
And that is what makes us the perfect investigative duo. We are two friends who love each other very much. But what we love even more is getting to the bottom of mysteries. All mysteries, sure, but small mysteries specifically. Trust me, no mystery is too small.
No, why don't you trust me when I tell you we are ready to sniff around? We are
the Truth Hounds!
Episode 10. What is fear and why can't I look away? Part 7.
Check this out.
Please? I don't wish that you...
Oh my... He did it!
I had just motioned to a semi-truck driver to honk his horn. And he did. You see, to pass the time, and to honestly avoid our fears of what was to come, we played childish road games. I'll admit it, we did. But come on, who doesn't love Hong Kong? And hey, don't lie to me.
So there we were, on the road, on our way to confront Beat Macrame. And yes, it was pretty fun to play Hong Kong. The journey to Vegas seemed long, but nothing compared to the bigger journey of us getting to the road to Vegas in the first place. All this time in the car gave us time to reflect on what we had been through.
I had found a website with a spellbinding man whom we would later dub Beep Macrame. And I showed it to Kyle.
Just Google film festival?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
I saw the website. I saw the man. And I got scared.
Oh my, what is that?
So far,
wait, what is that?
It's scary.
Yeah.
I wanted to make Kyle less scared. So I proposed we confront Beep Macrame head on.
I think we should make a movie to submit to this festival.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
All we knew about this man was that he ran a horror film festival. So, we made a short horror film in the hopes of getting into the festival.
Interior living room night. Turns out, what we've just seen is a horror movie.
And hey, let's not gloss over making the film and all that had entailed.
You know what? We're going to make the short in 4 hours.
We sought out the perfect director.
Well, okay, let's make cinema.
Hired a screenwriter with festival experience.
I've written lots of shorts before. One of them went to the Sundance Film Festival.
Worked meticulously with our acting coach.
What's the intention behind the woe?
Brought on professional actors.
Sheila, well, she just had the it factor.
Spread our resources thin, raising funds for the $150 submission fee.
We are seeking your help today because we want to make a short film.
Nearly broke our backs trying to stay awake and upright through the long, arduous shooting hours.
It's really interesting. I don't really know how actors do this.
It's hard.
And do not forget about the pizza. And the salad.
The pizza and salad had arrived, but it seemed like no one on the crew cared.
All of this to make a movie that we hoped would get into the festival. And here's the thing.
Oh my God.
It did.
Congratulations! Oh my God, you're filming the festival.
Then we had to raise funds again to attend the festival and get over the fact that the festival was taking place online.
Virtual screener submission deadline. We are currently organizing our virtual festival this year.
We wouldn't get the chance to meet Beat Macrame face to face. We got mad.
Get me. Get mad.
So mad that we decided to take a few weeks off.
Where did that leave us? Did that mean we were done? That was it?
And then we got COVID.
I, Kyle, have COVID.
I, Anna, also have COVID.
And then we got even. We staked out his house.
We were just two girls on a drive, definitely not psychos.
And then we decided we were taking it too far. So we reeled it in by organizing our very own film festival.
Beat Beat Festival is a direct portal to the universe of the unknown.
And turned the tables on Beat Macrame, inviting him to take a step into our world. We had to book a venue, select real films, conduct a real horror panel.
Thank you so much for coming out to the Beat Beat Film Festival. Wow. They don't tell you until you get up here how bright it gets.
And he didn't show up. Well, he emailed us and told us he was away from his desk.
I have been away from my desk?
And then he saw that there was another way. Beat Macrame was holding another film event. This time, in person, but out of state.
And I saw an event happening in a couple weeks in Las Vegas.
So, we packed our bags, took a detour to a psychic's place to make sure we would be safe.
Oh wow, kind of serving.
Then hit the road. And on the way there, we hit a revelation. Something that the psychic had not predicted.
Did you see what I just saw?
I cannot even believe this.
The event we were actually driving to was a sexy horror musical. And then we hit something else. Traffic.
How long is this?
We're stuck in traffic, and it's just a huge jam.
At this point, it's... I mean...
Just, like, what are the chances?
It's just crazy, because what if we have to...
We're trying to trying to get to Vegas.
We're trying to get to Vegas. I mean, what if we have to go straight from the car to the damn musical?
The
sexy horror musical.
I really want to be able to drop off my bags and splash some water on my face.
Yeah, I would love to splash some water on my face before, and, you know, this is
too much.
This is crazy.
It seemed another thing that the psychic had not predicted was a huge traffic jam on the 15. But to be fair to them, we showed the psychic a photo of Beat Macrame. We didn't show the psychic a photo of the highway. So that was our mistake. We sat in the traffic jam and lamented.
You know what? Honestly, it's times like these that I wish I had basically our podcast to listen to, but we
there isn't a podcast like ours.
There isn't a podcast like ours for us. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually envious of the listeners.
Yeah.
The traffic didn't clear up. And honestly, we started to get really bored. Fast. And eventually, that boredom seemed to drive us to madness.
Well, between us, we have one. Excuse me? Oh, excuse, what? Why is his foot out? There's a guy who's kind of staring at us, and it was a little scary.
Yeah.
But then I go, I'm going to stare back at him. Yeah. Because he doesn't, maybe I'm scary.
Yes.
See, he hasn't looked at us since. He's passing us right now.
Yeah.
But I go, Kyle, you don't know. Maybe I'm scary.
So then I was like, okay, so if someone comes into your house to, like, attack you, I guess your tactic would be to be like, I've been waiting for you.
Yeah, you go, they break into your house and you go, at last, you have arrived.
You go, at last,
at last, my love has come along with you.
I don't even know what we were saying back there. My Toyota Prius was turning into a certified madhouse. No offense. But as time passed, boredom bred imagination. We found ourselves imagining what this sexy horror musical might be like.
Let's just try to picture what we're going to see tonight, because I think there's no way to get ready for what we're going to see tonight. But what about she moved her spider legs.
Oh my God.
You don't think it's like that?
I think it's going to be a lot like when I saw my cousins. My cousin was in a Macbeth play.
Okay, we're not in a theater, so it's okay.
Scottish play. Oh, yeah, my cousin was in a sexy Macbeth play. So, like, the three witches at the beginning were just like, Macbeth. Oh
my God. Okay, oh, like Chicago.
Yeah.
So they're like, Cicero, Lipschitz, sex cells, ooh. Oh my, okay.
Like,
let me remove my lip ring before I kiss you on the mouth, you know.
Will you love me with my devil horns?
Oh my God, you think it's like that?
Okay, that's...
We really didn't know what to expect, but one thing was for sure. We knew what we would be seeing would be life-changing. Then, we sat in more traffic. And by the way, the traffic was bad. Around us, a lifeless desert. Hot air. Tumbleweeds, army man crawling their way across the barren land. Bugs that seemed to be dormant mid-air. You look to the car on your left, and the driver looks like he wants to kill himself. You looked at the car on your right, and there's a woman laughing maniacally. You say to yourself, maybe she's not laughing at me. You look back at her, and she's nodding, holding up a sign that says,
I am laughing at you!
Been in this traffic
for like 2 hours.
For over 2 hours. No, it's been an hour or two and a half hours now.
Oh my
so
God.
We can't even go to the hotel. We have to go straight to the fucking wherever the fuck the thing is.
Anna's got sauce baked on her shirt.
You don't understand. I didn't find it necessary to say anything earlier, but basically I spilled a lot of ketchup on my black t-shirt.
Because it earlier. Was like 90 degrees. It baked into her shirt.
It was actually 98 degrees.
So now it's like intertwined.
So it's like intertwined with the fabric of my shirt. It's baked into my shirt.
It's
so
no ketchup. Longer just cotton. It's also cotton and ketchup.
It's like cotton and ketchup.
Hybrid.
It's exactly. It's like in the DNA of
yeah.
the shirt.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been there, but sitting in standstill traffic in the middle of the desert, with ketchup baked into the DNA of your shirt, was hell. Which was ironic, because we were on our way to an event that was terrifying. And it felt as if we had to walk through hell to get there. It was almost like the universe was asking us, "Are you sure you want to do this?" And then, like all traffic, out of nowhere, with no rhyme or reason, it just ended.
That's it.
That's it.
We're out of it.
We're out of it.
We had sat in so much traffic that we were now forced to drive straight to the event. There would be no time to collect ourselves, splash water on our faces, get a bite to eat. We would immediately be thrown into the sexy horror musical den.
Maybe though, while this was definitely a curse, it could also prove to be a blessing, because it would mean that there would be no time to talk ourselves out of going. The fear was building.
Do you feel something? Something scary? I mean, yeah, I'm definitely scared. I'm like we can't not do it.
Yeah.
There's
yeah,
too
yeah.
many people who would be really mad and disappointed in us. So I feel like there's no way out.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Damn.
Damn.
Oh God, isn't that a service?
Oh well.
Oh shit, this is the first time.
Up until this point, Anna was not afraid. And now, with 20 minutes to go, she became very afraid.
And then now I'm starting to get a little nervous.
Okay.
So, to calm my nerves, I proposed we rehearse what we would say. I would play myself, and Kyle would play Beep Macrame. She was really good at acting, so I was certain she would do a hell of a job. The reason for doing this was because we were getting nervous, and the psychic had instructed us to be concise and straightforward. And then, also, that we needed to get him to sign a release form. That would be no easy feat. And lastly, let's not forget, we needed to not fall in love. Hey, wish us luck on that one.
So we got to practicing.
Hi. I'm so sorry to interrupt.
No, it's totally okay.
Are you
Beep Macrame?
actually. Yeah, that I am.
We're actually wondering if it's okay if we could, like, interview you, if that would be okay for, just, like, ask you a couple of questions.
The thing is, it's, like, I just kind of have to talk.
It could be really quick. It'd be, like, right now.
Okay, what is it for?
We're actually might put together a little podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Once we had figured how the conversation would flow and how we would approach getting him to sign the release form, we talked about what questions we would actually ask him. Because keep in mind, this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
But let me ask you this. He goes, yeah, shoot, what do you want to know?
Okay.
What do we want to know?
So, I'm him. Okay, I'm ready for the interview.
Nope, I'm asking you because I don't know what to ask.
Okay.
I'm him.
Okay, cool.
Okay, wow. Yeah, what's up?
This time around, I would step into the cloak of Beep Macrame. You know, his role. And Kyle would play her very interesting self.
Thanks so much for taking this interview.
Of course.
My first question would be like, you're the festival director of the festival. What all goes into putting together a festival?
That's a pretty big question.
Yeah,
a lot of moving parts.
Okay.
I know things are getting really good, but we have to take a break for some ads.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
And the ad break is over. Back to it. So there were three questions we needed to ask Beat Macrame. One. We would ask him a psych out question. We would go, so you run this amazing festival. What goes into that? Truthfully, this was a decoy question. To just get him feeling comfy. Our thinking being, get him talking about something he was passionate about while we stood by and got over the shock of being in front of him. Two, this was a real question. We had to ask him about the film festival roster. Remember, When we first visited the site, we were dumbfounded at the frankly contrasting lineup of festival staff. In case you need a reminder.
She's the events coordinator.
She's holding up a metal demon?
Yeah. Okay. This guy just looks cool.
This guy.
Okay, that's actually the scariest picture of all, because it just looks like a guy in his house.
He took his picture by accident without a shirt.
And to finish off, the toughest and probably the most important question. We hated to be money-minded, but we needed to know. Where did this man get off charging us $150 to apply to his film festival? And hey, don't forget about the additional $50 for attending the festival that was not in person, but online.
I'm scared to do the 150 question. That one's a little...
That's last, but I think the way you worded it was great, actually.
I don't know if I can...
I think we have to. I think that's... We have to.
You know? This exit?
Yeah.
Sunset Road.
We were still scared, but at least we were armed with a plan. We had spent most of the drive preparing for whatever was to come. And before we knew it, we were at the location.
Yeah, sure, there's just no one here.
There is kind of no one here. Okay.
There's no one here.
There's no one
here. There's literally no one here.
There's no one here. That is true. Okay. Should we go into the parking lot here? Do you want to...
There's a parking lot?
Oh, or maybe there isn't. Okay, there's one guy... Oh, that's the theater.
Yeah.
So that's where it'll be.
Yeah, but there's literally
okay,
no one here.
So let's see.
We found it and parked. We were happy to discover that the auditorium where the event would take place was actually housed in a public building, which seemed to be really busy. That was a huge relief. And at the same time, we weren't celebrating just yet. Because who knew? Maybe all the parked cars signified that the building was busy. While the event? Well, that could still be ill-attended.
That's the sound of my seatbelt.
I'm gonna take a sip of coffee, because this is a lot.
We walked up to the building, wondering if this was the right place. But we didn't have to wonder for too long. Because immediately, we saw something. Something that was, frankly, scary. Something that confirmed both our doubts and our fears. I'm going to do my best to describe it for you now. A wall of heat wafted in front of us. We trudged through it. And there, on the gray concrete steps leading up to the main entrance of the building, perched a gargoyle-like figure. Sprawled across three steps. Our gaze traveled upward, feet to head. Plain white shoes like Ted's, big jean shorts, black fanny pack, huge pink t-shirt, and then full stop. Full zombie makeup. Dull, gray skin resembling the flesh of the undead. Cuts slashed across the face. Exposed wounds oozing. Green, lizard-like eyes darting around unpredictably. Bright red hair. The color of a banner welcoming you to hell. Formed in a pixie cut reminiscent of the movement of dancing flames. This woman was horrifying. And even more horrifying was the confirmation. We were in the right place. As we tried to sneak past her, her head rotated toward us slowly. The pace of a doorknob being opened in a horror movie. Her beady eyes stopped fluttering, and for a split second, devoted themselves entirely to us. As if to say, enter at your own risk. Then, she inhaled her cigarette, and a cloud of smoke entwined with her scarlet mane.
Once we were inside, we tried to get the lay of the land. We quickly got lost.
Hi. To get to the auditorium, do we have to go outside?
If you just exit out the right hall, there should be a break in the hall. It'll bring the hallway back. It's just outside.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you very much.
Awesome, thank you.
We followed the directions and rounded the corner. We were tense. The next thing we knew, we were in a brightly lit auditorium, facing a grand stage. This was not at all what we had been expecting. For starters, there were about 30 attendees scattered throughout the room. Most of them completely unremarkable. Until the gargoyle from the front steps darted into the room with the ferocity of a startled bat. Looking just past her, our eyes focused on another attendee, who seemed to be, how do I say this, with her. Though they sat far apart and didn't appear to know one another, they shared something in common, a terrifying look. This person donned a brown cloak which appeared to be dusty, as though it'd been kicking around a cave for the last few centuries, millennia even. His face? Chalk white, black blood dripping from his mouth. His arms? Skeletal. A permanent smile slit across his face. And this really proved to be the pattern for the full audience. For every 5 normal people, there would be one of, well, them. Later, we would come to find that this was actually a costume contest, but in the moment, we did not know that.
We took our seats, breathing a little sigh of relief. We were in Vegas, at a real in-person event, attended by enough people to grant us anonymity. And some of those people looked freaky. After we waited for a few minutes, the lights dimmed.
I gripped Anna's arm. What the hell were we about to see? And would Beat Macrame be there? I mean, he would be hard to miss. Full face of makeup, white contact lenses, a slithering tongue. Remember, we were expecting a film festival, and now this was a live theater event.
Music began to swell. I don't know how to categorize this type of music, but if you had a gun to my head, I guess I would say it was a French bistro. A few moments of music later, someone stepped out.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
My name is Professor
and I welcome you to our menagerie of monsters for the evening. Today is a celebration. A celebration of monsters.
The voice sounded familiar, but the person standing in front of us was a complete stranger. It was this guy who looked completely normal. Rectangular glasses, thin wire frame, aka lens crafter ass looking glasses, average height, average build, wearing a button up. Nothing really stood out. But that voice.
But first, I'd like to take you to a place in the middle of nowhere where anything is possible. This is my hometown, and this is my story. Where my tragedy begins and ends, here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to present you part one of my...
That voice. There was something about that voice. We checked the playbill. It was just some guy. The name didn't ring any bells. Anyway, the completely normal looking host exited the stage. And then... Sexy horror musical had begun. The host came back out. Now, an actor in the musical. Oh, okay, that's actually plenty. We sunk into our seats and let the show envelop us.
Good morning, class!
Good morning, professor!
The show had all the cornerstones of a typical musical. There was lots of music, blackouts, dancing. The actor spoke with a dramatic cadence typical to a musical, but if we were being honest, it was definitely a bit homemade.
Rule number two, a scientist is a detached observer.
They say the heart is where you feel.
No.
Yeah, you know, it was, you know, yeah.
We sat through a few scenes, and then the completely normal protagonist and host of the show came out, holding a huge noose. A chorus of cloaked figures encircled him. One set down a chair. Instinctively, the completely normal guy and host stepped onto the chair, and, trigger warning, attempted to hang himself. Before he did, though, he opened his mouth to deliver his swan song. A couple of notes in, a chill ran through our veins. This was a number that we actually recognized. We knew this song. The reason why we knew it was because we had to recreate it for an earlier episode. because it was the exact same song that they had played at the beginning of the film festival. Here's a clip of me recreating it.
I was on a pirate ship and she was all I cared. I was on a pirate ship and she was all I cared.
We knew the song because we had heard the song. And in fact, we had heard this very voice sing this very song. And that voice had belonged to none other than Beep Macrame. So this meant that this person singing right before our very eyes, I don't know how to say this. This was Beep Macrame. This normal looking guy, Lens Crafter's ass looking glasses, who had welcomed us to the event. This was Beep Macrame. That's why his voice sounded familiar. Oh my God. It appeared like we had just driven to Vegas to see Beep Macrame completely shed his lizard skin and emerge in chrysalis as a completely average looking guy. But it was still unclear. What was costume? And what was real?
Whoever this guy was, we had just journeyed for hours to sit before him and watch him perform a sexy horror musical, which he was the star and narrator of. The show went on and on and on. And to be frank, we started to get worried about whether we would be able to make our dinner reservation. All in all, there were three acts. And to be honest, it got less and less scary. And to be even more honest, we weren't quite sure it was ever even technically sexy. Except, I guess, the beginning number?
Yeah, it's sexy. You know, because they go ooh and ah and all that kind of stuff. Can we hear that again, actually? I actually really like that. That's my jam.
After a few more numbers, where people inexplicably kept trying, and I'm sorry, trigger warning, to kill themselves, the show ended. Break.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
The ad break is over.
It was time to do the thing that we'd come to do. Confront Beat Macrame or this lens crafter ass looking glasses guy. Our fear level was at an all-time high. It was blinding. This must be what people mean when they talk about mothers lifting cars off their babies' bodies, fueled by pure adrenaline coursing through their veins. This was how we felt in that moment.
But we were immediately thrown into a difficult position. One that we hadn't planned for. At all. Beat Macrame had been there, in person. It was him. But as soon as the cast took their final bow and the curtains closed, he was gone. We had not planned for this at all. We figured he would be constantly orbiting around the event, and we'd simply pause him on one of these frankly routine orbits and go, "Hey, can we interview you?" But now, it seemed like he was a big star, and we lacked the all-access credentials to get even a lick of his attention.
Then, we spotted someone else. Someone who we recognized and knew could help us. The second name under Beat Macrame's on the roster of misfits that was the staff of the film festival. We went for it.
Okay. I love Hi. The music and I love
Sorry,
the,
we just want to say we're really big fans of the festival, so. Anna. Yeah.
Kyle.
Yeah.
We went to the virtual the one virtual this year.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, this is great.
Of course. We also wanted to meet, I don't know, do you know if they'll come out and, do you know if they'll come out?
Beep Macrame.
Okay, we're cool.
I don't know if you would know off the bat, but we actually wanted to do a really quick interview with him for a podcast. He would be down.
Okay, cool. Great. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Awesome. Thank you so much. We really love the event. Oh, my God.
I don't know what it was about what we had said, but immediately jolted out of his seat to go grab Beat Macrame. I guess he really wanted the guy to get interviewed. We were thankful, but did find it kind of jarring. This was the same mysterious guy who couldn't attend our festival because he was away from his desk. But now he was here, and his colleague was eager to have him interviewed. It was going our way, but seeing the plan actually in motion completely caught us off guard.
After almost no time, someone emerged from the curtains. It felt like a fever dream. One second he was peeking from behind the curtain, the next, he was in front of us, 2 feet away. So I guess, here we go. Oh my God. You guys, the listeners, I hope you're sitting down. This is our conversation with Beat Macrame.
Great job.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
It was so cool. We wanted to just ask you a few questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's okay, we record.
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Thank you so much. We are really big fans of Fest, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we were wondering, we actually wanted to ask, because we kind of first knew you.
Beep. Macrame.
Yes.
So we were really surprised. We didn't even know when we showed up to the event that it would be, quite frankly, you guys would be out of garb.
Yeah.
Out of garb. And so I don't know. Do you feel like there's a difference between
Beep Macrame?
Your name is, right?
They're two different entities.
Beep Macrame.
Was the festival director of Fest. Yeah. He's a host. He's a helpful hand behind the scenes and in front of the scenes.
Yeah.
Is an off-Broadway actor, worked in Hollywood for about 10 years. Yeah, I'm an entertainer.
We could tell you. I could tell you were.
Thank you.
You did a really good show.
Yeah, it was great. It was an amazing, totally different side of what we were expecting from you.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed it. We had a wonderful time putting it together.
Oh my God. Okay. Look. The first question was great, because it bought us time while we adjusted to the reality of being in his presence, exactly as we had predicted in the car. But eyes on the prize. Time for questions 2 and 3. Let's go.
Yeah, we also were wondering about some of the people who, I guess, run the festival. That's why it was really cool that you were here too.
Is the creator of Shockfest Film Festival.
Wow.
Here, Beat Macrame pointed to the guy who we had just talked to. And this entirely confused us. Because, I guess, he had actually been the one to start the festival. Not Beat Macrame. So, Beat Macrame was more of the face of the festival. Like Tyra Banks in CoverGirl. She doesn't own it.
Okay, I know we're getting off track, but so was he. Remember, we were trying to find out why some of the festival staff looked frankly weird, while others looked eerily normal. But okay. Also worth noting was that here, he kept referring to Beat Macrame in the third person, as if it wasn't him. But again, it was.
He's the guy who hired
Beep Macrame
over 10 years ago, about 10 years ago, to host the event.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
Beep Macrame.
He's been around for a while as Fest, and they came together around 2012, I would say, 2013, something like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Beep has been on board with Shockfest ever since.
I restated our initial question.
How we looked through the about page and there are a lot of different people involved.
Yeah.
How do people get involved, or how were all these people a part of this? Like, how did you guys all meet? Or
it's been years in the making.
Yeah.
Some of the members of our team who are managers have been on the team way longer than even
Beep
was or I have.
Okay.
Some members are new.
Yeah.
And we do have positions where we open up for jobs, and of course we look volunteering. If anybody's ever interested in being a part of Fest, just email us at filmfestival@gmail.com.
Cool.
We love meeting new people.
I know that I've been unemployed for 2 years now, but I don't care about this job opportunity with your festival. I just want to understand why some people on your roster look weird and some people look normal.
It was cool looking through the photos because it really seemed like there's a big variety of types of people.
There is.
Some people are alt.
Yeah.
Some people are like, it seemed like.
From some very diverse backgrounds.
Yeah, super really spooky cool. To cut, not that spooky.
Yeah.
And then something happened. He was whisked away. It was like he was on the red carpet and we were working for Entertainment Tonight. And then his PR person guided his lower back and was like, "You're needed over here." He dismissed us politely and threw out an offer to speak to us later. To be frank, this offer seemed insincere. but eyes on the prize. Our producers were very clear that we needed him to sign a release form. So before he Cinderella'd away, we made a Hail Mary with a second left on the clock.
We just have something for him to sign, just so it's okay that we use the audio. And then would it be okay if we use little bits from the actual event?
Yeah.
Would that be okay? Okay, awesome.
Signing it away. Yep, we got people waiting downstairs. That's all good. That's all good.
You heard that, right? Beep Macrame was big timing us. I'm sorry, but he was acting like both Madonna and her bodyguard. We left the event confused about what had just happened.
It honestly felt like he was too busy for us. Like, I kind of, because of what the psychic had said, I was very like, I didn't want him to like, he almost made me feel like I was a loser.
He made me feel like I was a loser too.
Yes.
That's really interesting because he was, I don't know if you noticed, he was looking away from us. He was looking beyond us.
Yeah, like he was like trying to go somewhere.
And he even went a lot of people to see, so a lot of people.
And he
to
said
see.
We can come back to this.
I mean, that I feel like they Hollywooded us.
I can't even.
They like straight up Hollywood.
I know, we couldn't even get out of our questions because they were like shushing us away.
That was literally insane.
That was so crazy.
We were in shock. And then, as we were walking back to Kyle's Prius, we realized something.
Okay. I think we need to decide right now if it's over or if we're going to wait around for him.
One more time?
One more time, because now that we have... he signed the slip and we can use the audio.
We can literally ask him anything.
Well, so what if I were to see him again, I'd want to go. I have a really quick question. I'm so sorry.
One more question.
Where do you get off charging filmmakers $50 to buy a ticket to go to their own screening? Or $150 to submit to a festival? So kind of what's up with that?
Yeah.
Because we already have the permission.
Yeah.
That was right. We were so bulldozed by his celebrity essence that we didn't even have a chance to ask what had originally seemed to be the most important question. Why did Beat Macrame charge us so much money to get accepted into a festival on Zoom and attend it on Zoom?
I wanted to go find him. But Kyle had a different thought.
I think it might be over, Anna.
You think this is it?
Yeah, I think this is it. I just don't see you getting the response that you want.
Damn. She was right. That's why she's my girl. We had stood face to face with fear itself and looked it in the eyes. And it turned out that it was an aspiring actor who was completely normal. The only thing scary about this guy was that he didn't have time for us.
Damn. That was a hell of a way to end the season. We made it to our dinner reservation, and from there, drove straight to the beach to talk.
Oh my God. How are you doing?
I'm so tired. I can't believe you made us drive from Vegas to Needles. To LA.
Yeah.
To Malibu? Do you know how much driving that's been?
Yeah, the Malibu detour was a little... I agree. I'm really sleepy.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, I'm big yawn.
But it's contagious. Yeah. Get a stretch. Roman, are you tired?
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm
asking Roman.
Oh. Okay. Well, Roman didn't drive from Las Vegas to
Roman
Needles.
Didn't drive from
to
Las
LA.
Vegas. That's true. That is
to Malibu.
True. But it's so beautiful today. I mean, you know what? Especially after Vegas, mm-hmm. which is so dry and kind of desolate and gross, to see this, stand at the edge of the beach and be like, life. And we met him.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over.
I can't believe it.
We saw him.
We saw him.
I mean, he was right there.
We saw him for about 2 hours, too.
We saw him in that context for about 2 hours, but we
saw him pretty close up.
But then luckily for us, he granted us an interview. Is that funny that he barely...
I can't even...
He, like, barely gave us the time of day.
It was nothing what I expected.
I honestly... There are so many answers that were given to us to questions we didn't even know we had.
Yeah.
But I can't help but feel that some things...
Were left unanswered.
Are definitely left unanswered, and this investigation's over.
Yeah.
So we never got an answer as to why he decided it was okay to charge $150 for a submission fee, plus another $50
mm-hmm.
on top of that. So it's $200 minimum to be in this festival.
Yeah. You know? It seems like the conclusion that we kind of came to is that, okay, we didn't get all of the answers we wanted, but when we looked fear in the face, it was just a guy who, with dreams.
That's a really beautiful way of putting it, actually. Like, this whole season, this whole investigation, we were like, what is fear?
Yeah.
Why can't I look away? Why is it so tantalizing? And then I guess this is what you're saying, that if you really look fear up close, if you're standing right next to it, it's not some mysterious, unknowable thing.
Yeah.
It's just a guy with dreams.
He doesn't have face paint on.
No.
He doesn't have white contact lenses. He literally is just wearing a normal button-up shirt.
Yeah.
And he has glasses, and he's just completely
normal. Yeah, I can't
normal.
Fear. The guy has glasses. And what's funny is...
He has bad eyes.
He's got astigmatism, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm saying that because I have astigmatism.
And he loves to sing.
He has a song to sing. You know what's crazy is I think that it's kind of like... I'm just thinking out loud, but like... The why can't I look away part?
Yeah.
Do you think that's because, like, I'm looking at someone with dreams? That's what I can't look away from.
Also, for me, not you, I look at this guy. The reason why I can't look away is because it's like I'm looking in the mirror.
Because of the glasses?
Yeah.
Okay, I do think you have to give yourself a little more credit. I don't think it's like looking in the mirror.
Oh, okay.
I do think that you both have glasses, and I don't want to take that away from you. But I look at the guy, and I see myself in it because I also have dreams.
Well, you have astigmatism, so you do see yourself.
Okay, so you're right. But I don't know that he has astigmatism, is
what
I'm
saying. He probably doesn't drive on the freeway, too.
He probably can't drive. No, I think he does drive at night. He would have to drive on the freeway. He's always driving to Vegas.
Okay, true.
So maybe he does have astigmatism, but he overcame his fear.
Mm.
And in that way, he's kind of...
He's both of us.
He's both of us. And I guess he's all of us.
Well, congratulations on a great season.
Congratulations
Come
on
over
an
here
amazing
shake my hand.
Season. I'm going to shake your hand. And look at the ocean. Roman, I really wish you could have seen the musical because it was really...
Kind of was for there's something for everyone.
There's something for everyone. Maybe we should actually let's go off my because I want to just
see you next season. We'll be back before you know it. In the meantime, feel free to keep in touch. Send us your mysteries. We're on Instagram, Twitter,
and believe it or not, Gmail. Email us at truthhounds889@gmail.com.
Hey, if you like the Truth Hounds, please subscribe to us and leave us a 5-star review. Seriously, it would really help us. And honestly, you gotta start earning your keep around here.
Truth Hounds is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.